Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
You know, it's not too late for folks to jump in, and I don't know, you know, who knows what will happen in the future.
That's Sarah Palin, who says she's not very happy with the current crop of GOP candidates. The internet is buzzing about her comments that it's not too late for a candidate to join the race. Ah, here we have the opportunity of a lifetime, right? So it's talk radio focusing, and talk television as well, whether or not Sarah Palin, how many different times during the past year or so have we speculated, or even longer than that, that she'll get into the race. Well, she may be right about that, at least in terms of whether there's anybody there that we can get excited about. 800-510-8255. That's the way for you to join us on this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. The GOP race is where we get started. Bill O'Reilly had Mitt Romney on, and here's an excerpt of that.
What's the matter with President Obama's leadership? You say that he's not doing a job. I mean, obviously, the unemployment rate and the economy is shaky. There's no doubt about that. What about Obama the man? What is he missing in the leadership component, in your opinion?
Well, one, he's never been a leader before. And so a few of us looked at him and said, what do you think about selecting the man as president who's never led anything? He didn't lead in the Illinois Senate. It's wonderful to be able to be an author and an editor, but I'm talking about leading an organization, leading a group of people, growing something, hiring people, firing people, all the process of leadership. He's never had that experience. He didn't recognize that part of leadership is finding allies and friends across the aisle and building relationships of trust and respect with them, working to find common ground. And whether you do that in the private sector or in the voluntary sector, as I did at the Olympics, or in the state of Massachusetts, where my legislature was 85% Democrat, I've had the experience of leadership. And this president hasn't.
Is he a socialist?
You know, I prefer to use the term that he's just over his head.
But you got to look at his economic plan, and the economic plan was top-down federal leadership, getting us out of the recession. We spent trillions of dollars in that. And people say, listen, the guy's a socialist. It's class warfare. That's what he's going to wage against you if you get the nomination. You're a rich guy. You're out of touch. Is he a socialist?
You know, I consider him a big government liberal Democrat. I think as you look at his policies, you conclude that he thinks Europe got it right and we got it wrong. I think Europe got it wrong. I think Europe is not working in Europe. And I'll battle him on that day in and day out. But I'm probably not going to be calling him names so much as calling him a failure.
What happens if he wins again?
I think we hit a grease-like wall.
We're going to be grease?
I think before the end of his second term, if he were reelected, there's a very high risk that we would hit a financial crisis that Greece or Italy have faced. I think it's also very possible that we would continue to see very high levels of unemployment. I think you'd see industry in this country, entrepreneurs, big and small, decide to go elsewhere to take their investment dollars to other nations. This president has put together the most anti-investment, anti-growth, and anti job series of policies I've seen since Jimmy Carter.
Is that what you think is going on? 800-510-8255. Mitt Romney on with Bill O'Reilly. And I guess you could predict what direction that conversation would go in. There's a lot of truth to what he said, don't you think? One way or the other, 800-510-8255, connection to the countdown. Email the Doug at DougSteffen.com and find out about how we can connect with you better at Facebook and Twitter, that sort of thing. Here's radio host Britt Whitmire and Brad Kranz together talking with reporter Amy Walter about Newt Gingrich and the reasons why his lead in the polls is quickly crumbling.
If he hasn't blown it yet, he really is on the road to blowing it right now.
Yeah. You know, here's the thing about politics. Like, it's really not that complicated, right? It's sort of like they said in the baseball movie, of course, that I'm forgetting now, League of Their Own. You know, it was Bull Durham, sorry. You throw the ball, you hit the ball, you catch the ball. That's basically it, right? Same with politics. Yes, you can change things around the edges, but it's still fundamentally a game of convincing one side that you are great and the other side that the other guy's terrible. And when somebody says something really bad about you and you do not respond to those attacks, you will lose. And that's Newt Gingrich right now.
So this whole pronouncement within the last few weeks, and he tries to go back to it, says, I'm not going to talk negatively about
that's
other
right.
people.
That's right.
Was that a sign that he was not going to have a chance because his stock and trade, his real currency, has been to demonize, to trash, to label, and if he can't play that game, he's not going to ride in as Abe Lincoln the Second?
Well, and he's also, again, it would be really easy if he were somebody who were truly an outsider, right? Who said, look, I'm not getting into this business of doing all those same typical things that you do in politics because I'm not one of you. I'm not a political insider, which, right, he can't do that because it's not believable. He has a long record. He knew he was going to be attacked on that record. The other thing is he can respond differently, which is you can say, I'm going to respond, but I'm not going to, you know, do scorched earth. But he's not even responding. He's just going off on a whole other planet. He's talking about impeaching judges, and he's talking about all kinds of stuff that, quite frankly, nobody is asking about or thinking about. But he wants to talk about big ideas. Meanwhile, his opponents are saying, why don't you just answer the charges against you right now? And every time he does try to answer those charges, he gives kind of a different answer. So it's a classic thing, again, in politics. If you aren't answering the attacks against you, people start to believe them. And I think that's exactly what's happening now.
So Newt Gingrich had the lead, and as quickly as he got it, he's losing it. Meanwhile, Ron Paul is continuing to move up, and we'll talk about him and where the polls are, and whether Sarah Palin gets in is still a question. 800-510-8255. 13 after the hour on the countdown.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
Last year, everybody wanted a smartphone. This year, give them the smarter way to print from it. The new Kodak Hero Series all-in-one printers designed to make printing from any mobile device easy and affordable. Print photos, documents, presentations, maps, you name it, right from your phone, laptop, or tablet from any place in the world. And here's the really smart part. Only Kodak gives you the lowest total ink replacement cost, so you're also giving the gift that keeps saving folks money year after year. Kodak Hero Series all-in-one printers, saving money, never looked so smart. Find them at your local retailer or go to Kodak.com to check out the complete line right now.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Chapstick asks, where do lost chapsticks go?
Hi, I'm Rick, and I lose my cherry chapstick a lot. The first 26 times I lost it, I found it laid in my back right pocket. And I'm a lefty, but this time, it's gone, man. And my chapstick has always been there for me. Like that one crazy cold winter, chapstick was my best friend. So if you see it, wait, is this it?
Do you know where your lost chapstick is? Have your say at facebook.com/chapstick. And try new Chapstick Lip Shield 365 with SPF 50 for all-season protection. Ultra-moisturizing for softer, healthier lips.
GEICO makes it so simple to save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. But why stop there? GEICO finds every possible way to save you even more money. Good driver discounts, multi-car discounts, even good student discounts. And don't forget our Looking Fine discount, a discount for all the attractive folk like yourselves. Okay, there's not really a Looking Fine discount, just seeing if you're paying attention. It's not a bad idea, though.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
The forecast is for hot and heavy here as the debates continue, whether they be on television, on the radio, in print, back and forth between the two main frontrunners, and that's sort of redundant. We have Ron Paul, however, in third place
although that may not be the case because you can follow the polls and see that he's maybe capable of actually winning January 3rd in Iowa. Here's Rachel Maddow talking to David Weigert from Slate.com about Ron Paul.
You have followed Ron Paul and his relationship with the Republican Party for a long time before these primaries.
Since the beginning of 2007, really.
Yeah, and that was, and some of your, part of the reason that I started paying a lot of attention to you as a reporter is because I thought you were trenchant and insightful and not dismissive about Ron Paul in a way that really resonated with me. Do you think that he is more acceptable to the Republican establishment now than he used to be, or is he still in the same relationship with them that he's always been in?
Well, he talked in 2007 about building up the Republican Party, adding more people to it. I think he actually succeeded in part in bringing people who might have been up for grabs. I talked to Ron Paul voters in 2007 who liked Barack Obama and liked Ron Paul. I actually was one of those voters. And once they were disappointed by what Barack Obama did in office, they remained in his camp. I mean, if you talk to these young people at rallies, you'll hear a lot. The first things they'll list off, the reasons they go for him, are the social issues. And then they'll list the economic crisis issues. They come over to his side the way that, you know, they could as easily be convinced by Ayn Rand as they could be convinced by Noam Chomsky. You know, you're at that age where you're receptive to ideas like that. He's added those people to the party. And I think also, because the economy collapsed in 2008, because he'd been predicting it for so long, it doesn't really matter that he was wrong in previous instances. You know, if those preachers who predict the rapture are ever right, we're going to forget they got it wrong 20 times. Right. That happened to him. And I think people in the Republican Party who disagree with him on a lot of issues became more sympathetic to him. And this coalition in Iowa is partly those new voters and partly old-line conservatives who would have listened to him before, but he was right about something.
It's a little bit, I feel, underappreciated in terms of the Iowa dynamic, though, that he has been running a really, really strong anti-abortion campaign in Iowa. He's essentially campaigning as Ron Paul obstetrician in Iowa when you look at his ads.
4,000 babies.
Yeah, and that, do you think that's driving some of his more traditional support, or how does that interact with the support that he's driven from younger voters and the people who are motivated in the way you were just describing?
It is. They look past it because when voters fall for a candidate, they look past a lot of things. I mean, voters, Herman Cain supporters until the very end look past a lot of things by Herman Cain. And so the people who are very social libertarian are mostly forgiven him because when will they ever get a chance like this again to vote for a guy who promises and the Fed.
All right, so let's move around here a little bit. Radio host Nick Reed also talking here about Ron Paul moving ahead and wondering what happens if it continues.
So what happens if Ron Paul starts to gather overall traction? He'll become enemy number one of who? The Republicans. There is only one. Look, let's just go back. Who was the first one in the Republican primary to suffer enough blows to where they were just eventually taken out? It was Herman Cain. Now, there's a lot of speculation as to who was behind it, but there's no doubt that Republicans really kept it going. Why? I'll tell you why. He wasn't Mitt Romney. Newt Gingrich. They really had to bring out some big guns on Newt Gingrich because Gingrich was, national polls showing ahead of Romney. He still shows ahead of Romney in national polls. He's in a lot of the southern states. He has just massive leads, particularly areas like South Carolina and so forth. So, I mean, they have, the big guns, the people who usually try to behind the doors just, you know, or behind closed doors, try to push and prod were actually coming out and starting to say, you don't want this Gingrich guy. This new guy, Gingrich, is bad, 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 bad. I mean, they were getting real worried about it. Why? Because it wasn't Mitt Romney. Same thing will happen to Ron Paul. If it were Michelle Bachmann, the same thing would happen to her. If it were Rick Santorum, head of the pack, same thing would happen to him. There is a real wake-up call for voters here.
All right, so, I mean, the trilateralists, the Bilderbergers and that bunch are after making sure that Mitt Romney gets the call. 800-510-8255, GOP race, keeping our thoughts alive here on the countdown.
The perfect water for drinking, bathing, and cleaning, right at your fingertips? Yes, you can now have the most powerful water ionizer on the market for less than half the price of competitors. The Genesis Platinum Water Ionizer from GibsonsHealth.com creates the perfect drinking water of 9.5 pH, automatically cleans every time you use it, and even tells you when to change filters. Other 7-plate water ionizers are priced at $2,000 or even $3,000, but the Genesis Platinum is only $16.95. Get yours today at GibsonsHealth.com. Under Nutritionals, be sure to click on Essential Oils for aromatic liquids extracted from a broad range of flowers, stems, seeds, and bark. And to really balance your body, click on Go Green, the most complete green drink available, necessary for survival. All this and more are found at GibsonsHealth.com. Call 800-388-6844. That's 800-388-6844 or GibsonsHealth.com. Healthful living since 1974.
Discover a natural way to experience cleaner, healthier indoor air without expensive filters and high-priced machines. Discover what healthcare professionals have known for decades. Salt ionizes and purifies indoor air. That's why you need to visit SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com offers a wide assortment of Himalayan crystal salt lamps, handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old, contain healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can even help allergy and asthma sufferers, which means you and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. These salt lamps are available in stunning, natural colors and shapes to accent any home or office, are environmentally friendly, and best of all, they're affordable. And don't forget SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com also carries gourmet and bath salts. Order today at SilverSkyImports.com or call 800-494-1369. That's 800-494-1369. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier at SilverSkyImports.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
At the GOP side of the race for the White House, 800-510-8255, that's where we are here as we continue to listen to some of the coverage from talk television as well as talk radio. That's what we do here on the countdown. Listen to and sort of analyze. I leave it up to you. Once in a while, I'll throw in my 2 cents worth. Speaking of 2 cents worth, from CNN, Ali Velshi talks to Rick Green, who happens to be the editor of the Des Moines Register, most important of the newspapers in Iowa. They have endorsed Mitt Romney. Why?
Tell us why you went with Mitt Romney this time around.
You know, the great thing about being here in Des Moines, being in Iowa at the Register, is that for the past 12 to 15 months, we've been able to take a very close look at these candidates, scrutinize their positions, listen to their platforms, and most importantly, their vision for the United States. We really felt that Governor Romney focused on the most important issues, not only for the state of Iowa, not only for our residents, but also for the United States. Focused more on job creation, economic development, and trying to jumpstart an economy that clearly, as you've reported, is having a lot of problems around the entire country.
Well, last time around, you guys went with McCain. This time, you made a reference to why you didn't endorse Romney last time. Let me just show our viewers what you said. We did not endorse him then, but this is a different field, and he has matured as a candidate. Rebuilding the economy is the nation's top priority, and Romney makes the case, the best case amongst the Republicans, that he could do that. Tell me about that.
There are three issues that emerged, I think, as we watched Governor Romney's campaign. One, we felt that he knew the issues a lot better than what he did 4 years or so ago. Much more articulate, had better grasp not only on domestic issues, but also international issues. The fact that he really focused extensively on job creation and the development of the economy was able to allow us to take a closer look at what he was able to do at Bain Capital and also in the 2002 Olympics in Salt Lake City. But I think that it would be wrong to say exclusively his CEO experience without his very focused commitment to bipartisan collaboration and cooperation in Washington. What we've seen throughout this entire campaign, Ali, is that the candidates have seemingly tried to jockey and one-up each other, if you will, on who could wield the biggest wrecking ball in Washington. Romney has shown to us, and what we have heard repeatedly now, not for just one or two different meetings and visits, but consistently throughout this campaign, he goes to Washington, tries to ignore the R's and the D's, focuses exclusively on how you bridge this great divide that I think right now is affecting Washington, and it's going on throughout the entire country, including here in Iowa. The consequences of the lack of bipartisan collaboration is being felt. You just reported it yourself in terms of this payroll tax debate that's going on.
Well, we sure have, and you've actually got a nuance in the editorial that I want to address with you, because some people criticize Mitt Romney as being a flip-flopper. They say he's being the ultimate politician at a time when people want anything but a traditional politician. But you're actually pointing out in what you're saying now that his tendency to pick his way and move his way through political minefield might actually be exactly what the country needs. And I want to just read a line from the editorial where you talk about his evolution with respect to abortion. And you say, voters will have to decide for themselves whether such subtly nuanced statements express Romney's true beliefs or if he's trying to have it both ways. But you think that his ability to be nuanced is what the country needs more than the ability to stand firm on one position.
I think what we have seen, Ali, and not just here in Iowa, but really throughout the entire past four to five years or so of Governor Romney's entry into the public service as a presidential candidate, he has morphed himself, transforming from an independent to a moderate Republican and liberal Boston with the Massachusetts legislature, to now a proud conservative. I think throughout that entire transformation, he has taken a very close perspective with the issues that he has traditionally had beliefs on, and in some cases adjusted it. He's acknowledged that he's made some mistakes in the communication of it, but what we found was very refreshing that you had a candidate who acknowledged that perhaps different positions at different times in response to some of the things that are unfolding in this country. I think that that showed some maturity on our behalf.
Romney, he's our man. If he can't do it, nobody can. So saith the Republican leadership. Meanwhile, the people who are under 30 are big time for Ron Paul, and Gingrich is going down the chute. So is it the establishment versus the mainstream, the establishment of the Republican Party? I had that problem with that little inconvenience called the Tea Party that they've been dealing with, and I'm betting that Ron Paul will do pretty well in that department. More on the GOP race as the Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
It is time to address a serious concern. Are you still living on city tap water? It's time you took control over the quality of your home drinking water. The Water Boy from Superior Water gives you great tasting water from every tap in your home. The Water Boy is the whole house system I've had for years, and I love it. The Water Boy is maintenance free, it's self-cleaning, and if you move, it moves with you. Superior Water is 15 years family-owned, and comes with the best worry-free warranty, an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau, and free installation in 2 hours. Call now and you'll save $760 off retail or upgrade any used water system with incredible trade-in opportunities. Credit cards and financing available on your approved credit. Improve the quality of your home drinking water by calling now 1-800-WATERBOY or go to superiorwater.com. But call right now, 1-800-WATERBOY.
Superior water from every tap. It's a whole house system.
Please listen to this important announcement from Pfizer, the makers of Lipitor, atorvastatin calcium tablets. Pfizer may help you reduce the cost of your monthly Lipitor prescription. For eligible patients, Lipitor is available for as little as $4 a month with the Lipitor copay card. Terms and conditions apply. To learn more, please visit Lipitor.com. See our ad in Cooking Light magazine. Learn more at Lipitor.com or call 1-888-LIPITOR.
Okay, Elves, I'm Clarence from Elf Yourself, and this one comes straight from Mr. C. Cute is out. Check is in. I know we just built the wooden ducky assembly. But Office Max put in a ginormous order for high-tech gifts. We'll be churning out laptops, e-readers, and printers like the HP PhotoSmart for $59.99 with an instant $90 savings. Gifts for less at Office Max. Now get out there and work those motherboards.
Hurry now and get gifts for less at an Office.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
This just in. WildernessGeek.com is expanding their line of emergency survival gear to meet the coming need. WildernessGeek.com is not just an emergency survival gear supplier, but also a reliable supplier of recreational gear for fishing, boating, hunting, and camping. WildernessGeek.com specializes in assisting you in selecting the right gear for your need. WildernessGeek.com has rose from past experienced emergency personnel that have geek-like technical abilities to understand and inform their customers of the latest up-to-date must-need items. Items include weather alert radios, two-way radios, marine electronics, tactical flashlights, emergency signaling laser flares, and a unique line of portable solar chargers. WildernessGeek.com knows from their past customers that a large percentage of rescuers are volunteers. For that, WildernessGeek.com gives discounts to all rescuers and salutes you for your services. Well, finally, some good news for the American people. WildernessGeek.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Has the United States been discovered in the Bible?
Where does Islam fit in Bible prophecy?
Is the new world order world government?
These and other crucial end-time questions are answered in the new DVD package, Understanding the End Time, from End Time Ministries. Jesus Christ said, "I tell you these things before they come to pass, so that when they do come to pass, you might believe." After you watch this 14-lesson DVD series, Understanding the End Time, you'll know more about Bible prophecy than the average seminary graduate. This DVD package normally sells for $280, but now is only $199. Order Understanding the End Time DVD package at endtime.com today for only $199 or call 1-800-END-TIME. That's 1-800-363-8463. 1-800-363-8463 or endtime.com.
Coast to coast, border to border, around the world, as a matter of fact, at DougStephan.com, the talk radio review, hot hits in talk radio every day. We have a two-hour review, and on the weekend, a big three-hour overview of the hot 10 from the week. We're working on what basically amounts to three in this hour. The GOP race, we'll be spending some time on the death of Kim Jong-il, and then the end of the war in Iraq. By the way, just for notation purposes, the news media has made a big deal out of the death of Kim Jong-il. I don't see it, frankly, but we'll talk about that when we get there. Meanwhile, we're into evaluating where the various Republican candidates are at the moment. Here's radio host Jerry Thomas talking to analyst Ken Blackwell, used to be the mayor of Cincinnati, about the criticism by many that just don't like any of the candidates. Back to what Sarah Palin said a while ago.
I hear it from everybody, and I know you do because you're much more respected about what's going on in political circles than I. But I hear people saying, "I don't like any of the candidates they've got up there now." And, you know, there's always a reason they don't like them. They're not conservative enough. Or if they are, they're not electable. You hear all these cliches.
Well,
how,
you know,
how do you respond?
And I think that will all shake out in the wash, so to speak. But you begin, I think anybody who is by definition or perceived to be of Washington, is going to have a much steeper hill to climb. I think that's, Newt Gingrich's major challenge. As much as he wants people to remember that he led a revolution in the late 80s, early 90s that brought, Republicans into control of the House, in the 1994 election, people tend to see him as being of Washington and a major inside player that at times becomes more concerned with maintaining the status quo than finishing the job and bringing about a sea change in the way the central government works. You know, whether it's fair or not, many people who are on the ticket, who are affected by this anti-incumbent wave that's sweeping the country, have a real challenge in front of them to say, look, you know, I am not with them speaking to the broad majority of Americans. I'm with you. I'm not part of the Potomac crowd. You know, I'm here trying to affect change in our lives by getting government under control.
Also, it sounds like he thinks Ron Paul, that's what Ron Paul's basic message is, right? 800-510-8255. Let's see here. Up next, radio host Jay Weber with some interesting rumors that have been floating around that Condoleezza Rice is interested in perhaps becoming somebody's running mate on the R side.
Joseph Curl is a longtime Washington Times reporter. He's covered the White House and politics for a long time for the Times, and he reports today, it's just his reputation on this because he gives no sourcing, but he reports today that Condi Rice is rested and ready and interested in being the Republican vice presidential candidate. Isn't this interesting? Because she left the Bush administration saying she had no further designs on politics, but Joseph Curl suggests that America's first black female secretary of state is positioning herself to be the top choice for the Republican presidential nominee, whoever that would be, whether it be Ron Paul or whether it would be, I can't say without joking, without laughing, whether it be Newt or Mint or Perry or Ron Paul or whoever. She's 56 years old. She's recently been seen raising her profile around D.C. She released her memoir in November. She's been on a month-long book tour. She has spent 2.5 years as a professor back at Stanford, and apparently she's getting a little bored, a little antsy to get back into the political game. She's ready to go, says one top source, whoever his source is. And the thought is that she would dramatically change the dynamic of the 2012 ticket and the 2012 election. Well, she certainly would. She's a black woman who has her family roots in the Deep South. And she would, I'm sure, mute Democrat charges of racism among conservatives who are going to put together a white ticket again. And that ticket's going to then try to take down Barack Obama, our first African-American president. Also, the woman would be represented on the Republican ticket, so you would think that you'd hope that women, moderate women, would take a serious look at the GOP ticket as well. Curl also says this would be a good buffer against what he called the expected replacement of Joe Biden on the ticket with Hillary Rodham Clinton. Unless he knows a lot more than the rest of us, I wouldn't call that a sure thing yet. In fact, every time there's a president running for re-election, there's always some scuttlebutt about how he's going to replace the undercard on the ticket. Bush is going to replace Cheney. Bush Sr. is going to replace Quayle. Clinton's going to replace Gore. There's always the scuttlebutt. It never happens. They always stick with the team that brought him. There's some reason to believe that if Barack Obama wants to re-energize his campaign, Hillary's about the only move he has, but that's still wild speculation. Joseph Curl expects it to happen, and he says that Condi on the ticket would be a nice buffer, nice response to Hillary Clinton being on Barack Obama's ticket if it happens. But it's cool to know that hopefully this is a true report, and Condi really is interested because she would be someone that you could put on the ticket and generate some excitement.
And as a matter of fact, listening to that, it kind of makes me smile a little, maybe you too, in terms of listening to these fat old white guys. And I'm not a big fan of Condoleezza Rice. I've never been a big fan of hers. But I think that she would stir things up. She's well-intentioned anyway. I think that's probably true. But she's too close to George Bush to make me real interested in her. How about you? Who are the pretenders? Who are the contenders? Who are the intenders? Let's now go to the David Letterman program, where Mitt Romney appeared to deliver a top 10 on him.
The category, top 10 things Mitt Romney would like to say to the American people. And finally, thank goodness, he has a forum here to talk to the American people. Here we go. Number 10.
Isn't it time for a president who looks like a 1970s game show host?
Yes. Yes, it is. Number 9.
What's up, gangsters? It's the M.I. double tizzle.
No, it's not. Number 8.
I have no proof, but I have a feeling Canada is planning something.
You can always count on that. Number 7.
Actually, I'm only here to meet Tom Cruise.
Well, that's why we're all here. Number six.
Live from New York, it's Saturday night.
Oh, no, no, Mitt. No, Mitt, I'm sorry. Number five.
My new cologne is now available at Macy's. It's Mitstified.
Mitstified. Look forward to that. Number four.
I just used all my campaign money to buy a zoo with Matt Damon.
What's wrong with that? Number three.
I can do a lot, but even I can't fix the Indianapolis Colts.
Hey, 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 we won. We won yesterday. Number two.
Newt Gingrich? Really?
Yeah, yeah, that's right. And the number one thing Mitt Romney would like to say to the American people.
It's a hairpiece.
There you go, Mitt Romney.
Finding a sense of humor. How refreshing. So that's the story. At least that's the update on the countdown for as far as the presidential contenders are concerned. Let's get to the death of Kim Jong-il and the discussion on talk radio about that coming right up here.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
If you're like me, you have personal belongings that you hold dear. Belongings you can't live without. It's precisely why GEICO makes it easy to get renter's insurance for a really low rate. Renters can protect all their personal belongings for as little as $12 a month. What belongings do I hold dear? This karaoke machine and my vinyl record collection. You fancy a tune? Nah, I shouldn't. All right then. Are you going to Scarborough Fair?
Visit GEICO.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Chapstick asks, do new Chapstick green apple kisses taste better than cherry?
Hi, this is Angie. And no, cherry always tastes better. I mean, have you ever heard of Green Apples Jubilee? There are certainly no maraschino green apples. And if George Washington cut down the green apple tree, they just say, hey, nice job, George. And then they go back to eating cherries and kissing each other.
Do new Chapstick green apple kisses taste better than cherry? Why not kiss with both and decide for yourself? Have your say at Facebook.com/Chapstick.
Do you only wear clothes that hide your psoriasis? Do you constantly have to explain your itching? Are you embarrassed by flaking or scaling? If you said yes to any of these questions, you're eligible to try a new treatment called SebaClear, risk-free. SebaClear has been found to help stop the itching, irritation, redness, and flaking caused by psoriasis. SebaClear is a non-prescription topical treatment proven to help eliminate the reoccurrence of skin psoriasis. The results are so incredible that patients have described this formula as life-changing. Stop hiding under long-sleeve shirts and long pants. Call now for your risk-free trial of SebaClear. But hurry, this special offer won't last.
Call 1-800-467-9194. That's 1-800-467-9194. Try SebaClear risk-free. Call 1-800-467-9194. That's 1-800-467-9194.
Introducing OnStar FMV for my vehicle. The safety of OnStar for your car.
OnStar emergency.
My mom's going the wrong way.
Is she okay?
No, she's closing her eyes.
Okay, I'm going to get the police out there to help your mom.
Okay.
Police.
This is OnStar emergency. I have a young child that pressed their emergency button. She's saying that her mom keeps closing her eyes, but she's still driving. She's at Sumter and Tropicare. I can come for sure.
Hello?
Somebody's crazy. I'm only 7 years old.
Is your mom still driving?
She's going slow.
Is she diabetic?
Yeah.
Okay, we're coming to help you.
With new OnStar FMV, now you can have this kind of protection installed on your car at Best Buy.
Policeman.
You did a great job.
We all need the safety of OnStar because life happens while you drive. Get it today for your car at Best Buy for $199 MSRP after instant rebate, tax, installation, and subscription extra. Visit OnStar.com for availability, limitations, details, and other retailers. Offer ends 12/31/11.
On News Talk Radio, lots of conversation about the death of the leader of North Korea. There have been a lot of the usual experts on yakking away. Let's listen to radio host Steve Courtney talk to Donald Gregg, who was the former U.S. ambassador to South Korea, about what may be next here.
You knew that Kim Jong-il, volatile, sometimes a little left of center at best, but at least you knew he was there, what he was up to. Now that he has died, it's kind of anybody's guess what's going to happen in that particular part of the world. Is that right?
Well, I think we have a tendency to demonize people who look funny and whom we don't understand. So we had demonized Kim Jong-il pretty thoroughly. I think his death came a lot sooner than the North Koreans would have preferred, and his son is now catapulted on stage, probably somewhat unprepared, but he's 26 or 27. He was partially educated in Switzerland. He speaks some English and German, was a big basketball fan when he was in prep school. He hasn't said many quotable things, but one thing he said that I liked was, he said, "I think we have too many bullets and too little talk," or something like that. I think he is going to step forward, and the first thing he's going to have to do is pay tribute to his father. And then when we get into 2012, we're approaching the 100th anniversary of his grandfather's birth, Kim Il-sung, and he's going to have to pay homage to the great leader. So I think 2012 will be sort of a settling in period for Kim Jong-un. And I think it is also a period where the United States can begin to lay the foundation for attempts to improve relations in 2013 when there's a new president in South Korea, and we also have either a reelected President Obama or somebody from the Republican side. So I'm rather optimistic that this is an opportunity to bring about improved relations.
Well, and now there are some reports, two South Korean military officials, sir, saying they wouldn't comment, but there have been reports that North Korea has fired a test missile on the same day they announced the death of Kim Jong-il. They say it's not a coincidence, just the way business goes there.
Yeah, I think there's still a hardline element in the military. I don't know what range the missile was, but this is the kind of thing that they do periodically. And it would probably be said by them, well, this is a reminder that you need to take us seriously militarily. But I don't think that's the kind of signal you're going to see repeated from Kim Jong-un as he moves into power.
All right, here's Mike Rosen with national security expert Michael Mazza.
So, give us your overview.
Well, this is a little bit of a scary situation we're in right now. With Kim Jong-il passing from the scene, honestly, we really don't know what's going to happen next. If you take a quick look at sort of what's in the news this morning, there's all kinds of guesses out there about what's going on and what to expect. And I think what we can learn from all that is that nobody really knows. North Korea is a black box, and sort of anybody's guess what's going to happen from here.
Because Kim Jong-il isn't Kim Jong-il anymore. He's not ill. He's dead. He's Kim Jong-dead.
That's correct. And certainly not going to miss him.
Is it possible his son could be worse?
I think it's certainly possible. We don't know much about the son. Up until a couple years ago, we only had one photo of him from when he was a teenager, and that's about all that we do know about him. There's little reason to believe he's going to be any better. That's for sure.
The situation could get worse. Not necessarily because the son is more of a tyrant and despot than the father, but that chaos may reign if there's instability.
Yeah, that's correct. And, I mean, you know, he was just made a four-star general within the past year, but he's a 20-something-year-old kid who never served in the military, has little credibility with the military, and it's really hard to know whether or not he's got the support both of the North Korean military and of the political leadership in the country. And if he doesn't have that support, we could see some sort of internal power struggle.
Now, I understand that Kim Jong-un, earlier in his life, spent several years in Switzerland. Has he been, to any extent, influenced by the West?
Again, it's really hard to say. My guess would be no, that he probably hasn't been all that influenced. I mean, he went to school in Switzerland when he was young, but did his university in North Korea, where He wasn't even in class with other students. He had private professors for all of his studying. You know, my guess is going to be like father, like son.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5, or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
In an intelligent way, now moving, across the top three, the death of Kim Jong-il and how that affects the rest of the world. The end of the war in Iraq, another item that has been on the minds of a lot of people watching television, listening to talk radio. Here's host John Gambling talking to Army General Barry McCaffrey about what we have left behind there in Iraq.
The last U.S. troops crossed over the border into Kuwait, where 9 years ago they went in the other direction. And watching some of the footage over the weekend, I had almost forgotten about it so much that has taken place over the last 9 years since the shock and awe.
Yeah. You know, by the way, the withdrawal itself, we always say classically the hardest of all military operations is a withdrawal, a retreat, a breaking contact. So this extrication of our forces from 170,000 down to zero as of today was a remarkably well done thing. We leave behind a country with opportunity. They've got oil, they've got water, they've got an educated elite, they've got a functioning police and military, albeit one that's seen widely as a Shia proxy in the ongoing civil war that characterizes Iraq. And they're a destabilizing force in the middle of six neighbors, none of whom wish them well. So this is going to be a tough one going forward, with potential national security implications to the United States. We have to ensure the continued access to oil energy coming out of the Persian Gulf, and Iraq obviously is right in the middle of that mess.
Yeah, it's really the Straits of Hormuz and all that entails, and the possibilities that things could go wrong there. You know, as I watched and as I listened, I had a sense of sadness watching the processions out of Iraq and thinking that here we go again, not with our tail between our legs, but certainly there nobody's cheering anybody.
Well, that's right. It was, you know, 36,000 of our troops are killed or wounded. We spent $1 trillion. We did take down a madman. We probably thwarted his nuclear ambitions. We left them when we finally pulled out with an infrastructure and a political system and a security force. But one thing I think we ought to underscore is the Obama administration did the right thing in cutting the cord and getting out of there. That no longer had the support of the American people. It was time to go.
It was a long time ago, a time to go, pal. Here is Dan Harris and Martha Raddatz talking about the last of the troops actually leaving Iraq this week.
The last American combat troop pulling out of Iraq after nearly 9 years, $800 billion, and 4,500 American lives. The war is officially over. ABC's Martha Raddatz, who's covered the war right from the start, is just south of the Kuwait-Iraq border this morning, covering these final moments. Martha, it must be incredible to see.
It is quite incredible. A lot of happy soldiers on this base this morning after a very, very long ride out, but no one was complaining.
It was just before sundown in southern Iraq when the troops made final preparations for the mission that would be the last for U.S. military forces here. There were more than 100 vehicles and nearly 500 soldiers, anxious in so many ways to make history.
What are your feelings just as the sun sets on the last day in Iraq?
I don't think there's any words that can describe it. I'm super excited. I can't wait to get out of here.
Very proud of what we've been able to accomplish since we've been here, and my time here is my first deployment. So it's nice to be going home, especially right before the holidays.
At the very front of this convoy will be route-clearing vehicles. They will be looking for roadside bombs like they would on any patrol. Just because this is the last convoy out doesn't mean it's not dangerous here.
Which is why the mission was in pitch darkness.
Specialist Smith.
Soldiers loaded up for the more than 100-mile journey to the border. Slow going in these massive MRAPs. 4.5 hours later, we arrive. Out of Iraq for the last time.
I don't think it's really sunk in yet. I'm kind of used to being here.
Yeah, everyone's just finally ready to be out. Finally glad that we're done with this. We're going home.
To the rising sun in Kuwait.
And almost all of the troops will be home for the holidays, Dan. There are about 3,500 who will have to stay here in Kuwait as a quick reaction force, but the rest should be home.
Martha, having spent some time in Iraq, some of it alongside you, I wonder, the troops carrying out this final mission, what do they say to you about whether they think this whole war was worth it?
Well, really, Dan, the soldiers I talked to this morning, the soldiers I was with, all said they thought it was worth it. They were all thinking of their fallen comrades. In some ways, this gave them closure.
All right. Well, it's a good thing that's over, and so is this not necessarily a good thing that the count.